Yeah, well, I suppose, look, there's two major competitions, the league and the FAI Cup. Our history shows we've won two, both them twice, so in 30 years that's how difficult it is. And, we have a massive task away to Derry. But at the same time, our form in Derry in the last season and a half has been very good. And it's a huge challenge to us. But at the same time, we're confident that if we go up there and play well, that we can get the result.
They had a bad run of results, and then Paul Hegarty came in and they corrected it. But the Oracle seemed to work for a draw. Had the last week with Mark Kinsella taking over, I'd say they were disappointed to lose 2-0 at home.
Well, I think, to be fair, Paul Hegarty's come in and he's behind the scenes. He's doing a lot of work, I believe, and has galvanised the team, and they've had some tremendous results. Obviously, last weekend, maybe they had an eye on the cup, I don't know, but at the same time, they had three players suspended, which probably affected their team, and particularly McBride at centre back, who's our captain. So from that point of view, it was probably disappointing. But their previous results have been quite good. They won 4-0 away in Galway. They'd beaten Longford 3-0 at home. They had won 1-0 away in Pats, and obviously they had the 3-0 cup game at home to Drogheda. So they've had four wins over the last six, so their form is good. But at the same time, we've been very consistent all year. It's a huge challenge to us, very difficult tie. But we're all looking forward to it. We know how tough it's going to be. But at the same time, we're capable of going up there and getting to the next round.
Any change in preparation this week, or do you stick to the tried and trusted?
In what way?
Like, do you stick to your same routine, treating the cup game the same as a big league game?
Oh yeah, like it's well, I keep saying every week that we prepare for a match, you're prepared as if it's your most important game. That's the way you have to do it. Otherwise, you can't prioritize unless maybe you're okay if it's a must a senior league cup tie or a maybe a league cup tie. Then sometimes you may make a lot of changes. But like for the two biggest competitions, in this country, you treat it as if it's your most important game of the season, and that's the way the lads are doing it. And I think that's why probably over the two seasons our form and our results have been so good, because they've treated games on their own merits and have treated games week by week. So yeah, it's the same preparation as normal.
Any good news on injuries?
Good news is that Colin is probably less than 50-50. Wouldn't expect him to make it. Liam is 50-50, possibly could make it. Billy, we'd expect he's still a small bit sick, but we'd expect him to recover by the weekend. And Bennett has a slight strain, but hopefully he'll come through. And Gavin Hoolan is back in contention, which is good for us. And John Kavanagh is in a spot of bother, and he certainly won't be available for at least the next 3 weeks anyway.
And same with Johnny
D, I presume. And same with
Johnny D, yeah. Given the long journey, John, and how tricky a place the Brandywell is, would you be happy with a draw and bring it back to the Cross, or are you going there to win it?
Look, I think, I keep saying this, we go to win games, and we feel that we've gone to the Brandywell last season, this season, albeit that Paul Hegarty has galvanised them recently, and we've got good results there. So, our whole plan and our whole preparation this week in the training is to go and win the match. It's a cup game, it's all in the night. You never know. Sometimes these games go to replays, but our intention is to go and win the match.
Are you going to travel the day before, John? Or is it go up to that weekend or somewhere, is it?
We always go the day before, yeah. Prepare properly and have no excuses, and hopefully that we're right for it on the night, and I think we will be. I think the lads feel that we've been very consistent in the league. We get very good performance in the last round. We know it's a huge game, very difficult, but at the same time, I think that we feel that if we play very well, that we'll go through. And you could sense in training today that the lads are hungry for the game. They know how important it is, and it's the game of the season for us, really.
Earlier you talk about the cup being a diversion from the league and all that. Is that good for the actual players' kind of mental attitude and their welfare? They have a different competition to focus on for a change.
Yeah.
From kind of mundane of the league week in, week out.
Yeah.
Does that lift the whole thing as well?
Probably does. I wouldn't call the league mundane. No. I think it's very exciting. I think players love playing, but I suppose what the cup does, it's unique in the sense that, you know, you get to play in the Aviva. We've never got there, and it's a special. It's like a championship day out, really. And I suppose, you know, particularly in Cork, you know, people are reared on following championship, and a cup is different. It's as I said, in the league, you have to win 33 games in the league, whereas in a cup, you can win a cup after 5 or 6 games. And there's a glamour to the cup because it's hyped up so much. So from that point of view, you know, there's a bit of a buzz. But at the same time, it's a different feeling because you know that if you don't perform in the night, you're gone and there's no turning back. Whereas in the league, you have a chance to recover. You have no chance in the cup. So, you know, and there's always a different feeling in the cup because everyone is dreaming and hoping that maybe they can get to the Aviva. And, you know, that's just natural. But, you know... we don't need to dream, we need to play well.
Derry's disciplinary record is 38 players red carded. Would that be something you'd be thinking about as well? That it might work to your advantage on the day after.
If you go them, no.
Derry are well able to look after themselves. I'm certainly not going to comment about them. One thing about us is that our discipline has been very good, and you know, it's been tremendous actually. And you know, it's going to be a cup tie. You know, obviously Derry fancy themselves at home. Great opportunity for them. But at the same time, we know that if we play very well, we'll win the match, and that's what we feel like. And you know, it's important for us to hold our composure and to be disciplined, you know. And but we've been good at that this year.
Do you feel that might be sort of a bit intimidating on the sideline with people like Paul Hegarty there?
Well, I'll put it this way.
You know, he kicked
the daylights out of me for years when he was playing there. He certainly was. He was a fantastic midfielder for Derry, but he was a tough man. And Paul played in the days where he got away with kicking the daylights out of fellas. So I'm sure, but since he's come in, that's why he's galvanised a lot of the lads, because you know, Peter's a good lad, and he's learning the game. He's a good manager, Peter is too, you know. And you know, but at the same time, Paul has probably galvanised him, and probably is a bit more experienced because he managed Finn Harps as well previously, and he's a tough operator, and you can see that he's definitely they'll definitely be a stronger club and a stronger team over the last 6 weeks with Paul going in the background to help. So you know, it's a big challenge to us. I certainly don't expect him to come over to me.
I don't understand him,
but he's a good guy, and he's a nice guy, and I always got on well with him.
Yeah, they've been a decent, you know, team for me. Played well against them at home and came on and kind of changed the game up there. So, you know, be looking forward to doing the same kind of thing, make an impact. You know, I'm raring to go on the bench, so gagging to come on.
And as you said, you scored against them last season when you came back as well, so they're kind of a, in inverted commas, lucky side for you as well, are they?
Yeah, it's just the way it's happened to fall, really. So let's hope it can stay that way and you can come on and get on a run on Friday.
And morale good this week and big game to look forward to?
Yeah, obviously disappointed on Saturday. You know, for as well as Bray done, we know we left the points behind us, and you know, we know if we performed, we would have taken the points. But you know, that's gone now, and the manager's got our sights on Derry. It's a big game. You know, it's a quarter final. You know, we're all raring to go, and as John was saying about Gavin Hoolan's back, you know, Johnny Dunleavy's back training, so the squad's kind of getting a bit stronger. So it's all good for us.
And 8 points to gap now with 6 games left. Is it beyond you, do you think? Are you still going?
No, definitely not. You know, not in our heads anyway. You see the other night there, we slipped up, but they also slipped up. So there's teams fighting for their lives at the bottom of the table. You know, there's probably more teams fighting this year than there was last year. So there's not going to be no easy games. You've seen Bray there. They were, you know, putting their bodies on the line the last 5-10 minutes. You know, they had a couple of cleared off the line. So it's going to be very tough running, but you know, we're definitely not giving up.
As you mentioned, you've had to spend a lot of the season on the bench. Has it been frustrating for you when you haven't really got any opportunities?
Yeah, definitely. You know, obviously as a player, you don't want to be on the bench. You want to be helping your team, and you know, especially when difficult spell, Limerick, obviously came on against Limerick, but you know, sitting on the bench away to Rovers and seeing the 2-0, 3-0, you know, itching to come on, so it's tough in that respect. But you know, we've had a decent season, the lads have done well, so you know, when we're winning week in, week out, there's not much you can do. But hopefully, you know, there's still six games in the league and a big cup game coming up, so there's a lot of, you know, football's a weird game. You know, I could be in the fold more than I think in the next couple.
Is there an extra buzz around the squad now because it's such a big game in the cup this week?
Yeah, definitely, and obviously we want to bounce back, so you know, the boys have got that bit of grit between their teeth. It's a one-off game, so you know, league form kind of goes out the window. Obviously, as John was saying, they've been galvanised by a new person coming in. But you know, we've had a decent run up there. We're leaving on the Thursday. We'll be doing everything in our power to make sure we prepare and perform on Friday. So, you know, we've had decent results up there last season, this season. So hopefully, we can continue that.
John, you haven't won the cup since 2007. That's kind of a long stretch for a club as big as Cork, I suppose, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely. I think we're, you know, trophies wise, we're massively underrated. But you know, it's all about performing on the day, and you know, I can speak from experience that, you know, winning the cup and being on a cup run and getting the buzz is great. So, you know, as much as the experienced players can try and push on to get that for the young lads, and you know, be great for the city.